Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, that sounds crazy enough to work.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, we talk both boxing in hour number one and MMA in hour number two. And MMA, the MMA hour, we are joined by an iconic figure in the world of the UFC. I'm talking about two-time heavyweight champion Frank Mir. So Frank Mir weighs in, of course, going April 20th on Fox TV. UFC on Fox 7, folks. That's right. They've run six shows already. Their seventh show upcoming April 20th from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. It's the UFC on Fox 7 in San Jose, California. Of course, boxing this hour, Adrian Broner. My man, Adrian. Remember I had him on the show about a year ago? Remember? Yeah, he was getting a haircut, doing the show. That's the way Adrian rolls. Adrian rolls that way, you know, combs his hair in the ring, ticks everybody off, irritates a lot of people. Sort of reminds me of Muhammad Ali to an extent, getting under people's skin. He likes to get under people's skin. He's very charming. I mean, he's eloquent. He's well-spoken. He dresses nice. I mean, he takes care of himself. He's seemingly the consummate professional. Of course, Al Haymon at the head of his team, Al Haymon being the H in HBO Boxing. Okay, straight up, Broner going tonight against a Brit. We'll talk about this after the break, but, you know, I don't think the Brit can... the Brit can't fight much. I mean, he's got a decent record, but you look at the guys he fought, the guy he won the title from, come on, give me a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, that means toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're tweeting Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at ArthriticMax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit ArthriticMax.com.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Log on to FantasyGolfTour.com for weekly fantasy golf events with cash and free play options. Pick your team each week, switch players daily, trade players, watch the live scoring, and win cash. FantasyGolfTour.com pays hundreds of places each week, and everyone gets ultimate rewards just for playing. FantasyGolfTour.com offers a weekly event that follows the golf tour with sponsored purses from $20,000 to $100,000. This is unlike any other fantasy league out there. Don't just watch the game, become a part of the game, and win big. What are you waiting for? Log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com. You pick the teams, you set the daily lineups, you make the trades. You can't win if you don't play. So log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com. That's FantasyGolfTour.com for weekly fantasy golf events with cash and free play options. Pick your team each week, switch players daily, trade players, watch the live scoring, and win cash. You can't win if you don't play. So log on now to FantasyGolfTour.com, taking fantasy golf to the next level.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
I'm not a trainer, but I can show you this if you like.
Appreciate any help I can get.
What you want to do is you want to think of it as a man, see? It's constantly moving. It's moving towards you. It's moving around you and moving away from you, all right? Now, you don't want to hit him when he's coming towards you, because what he's going to do is he's just going to push you back. He's going to smother your punches, take your balance, right? So you watch him real carefully. Keep rotating. That keeps your head moving. You have to keep one shoulder back. So you're always ready to fire a power shot, right? Go ahead now. Good. 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 Keep that chin tucked in. Keep moving. Keep moving. Good. 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 Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuck that chin in now. Tuck that chin in. That's good. Now you get this down, we'll put you on a speed bag.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
The Iron Man, Mike Tyson, preceded by Morgan Freeman and Hilary Swank, of course, in the Million Dollar Baby. You're tuned to the Million Dollar MMA and Boxing Show, of course, Ring Talk Live worldwide, 28 plus years now. We will celebrate, I think, our 29th year, if I make it that far, as far as breathing is concerned. Ah, you don't know. I mean, people are dropping left and right. This week, Monday, I'm traveling to Dallas, Texas, actually Tuesday, to see Spider Bynum. Arlen Bynum was the lead counsel for the World Boxing Council for many years. He was a boxing judge. He was a referee. He fought in every weight class as far as the original eight weight classes from flyweight to heavyweight is concerned. As an amateur, he was an esteemed, he is an esteemed Dallas attorney, and he's been my friend for over 25 years now, and he had a stroke about 4 or 5 months ago. And, well, what can I say? He's declining, and his kidneys have shut down, and the family's told me to come, so I will be there Tuesday to see Spiders. What I'm trying to tell you is that life is like being taken away from friends of mine left and right, left and right. Of course, I just found out my veterinarian of 25 years, hadn't seen him in 3 months, you know, because I don't see him but twice a year, maybe. And he had passed away at the age of 56 from a massive heart attack. He's got a 5-year-old son and a new wife and all that kind of good stuff. So, wow. I mean, it's just death has been all around me. So now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about Adrian Broner, my man, Adrian. Adrian, he's got jazz. He's got spunk. He's got everything, I think, to make for a great fighter, okay? I'm talking about the out-of-the-ring skills. In-the-ring skills we'll discuss in a minute, but out-of-the-ring skills, his ability to work his mouth, to work interviews, to get himself publicity in spots where he might not get publicity. And it's all positive. I mean, you're not getting a lot of negative. You're not getting, you know, he was picked up by the Cincinnati police or he was caught in a crack house. I mean, no Aaron Pryor stories here for the kid from the same city as Aaron Pryor. Okay, no, it's just not happening. Okay, he's on top of his game. I wish him the best. I think he's going to do well. I think he's at 21 stops. He's unbeatable and not 135 pounds. He just is. He's unbeatable. I mean, some people don't like the attitude he took a few months back, a couple fights ago, when he refused to make weight. And I could see their point there, but the opponent was well compensated. I think he ended up getting like $150,000 extra, and I think he was to get 100 originally, and then he ended up getting like 270. So I'm going to get some more power to him. But Adrian's a good kid, and I think that he is a fighter on the rise at 37-1-1. Gavin Rees, on paper, his opponent from the UK tonight on HBO Championship Boxing, he looks like, well, you know, on paper he looks formidable. Former, you know, WBA
140-pound champion. But, you know, I looked at his resume. There's nothing there. I mean, it's like all full of air. He really is. So with the Brit saying he's going to win and him predicting a knockout and all this kind of stuff, this guy's dreaming, okay? If you can find a decent sports book or an online gaming waging or if you wager some money, okay? If you could throw some money down on Adrian Broner and say get less than 4-1, yeah, or 5-1, you're probably stealing money. Seriously, you are stealing money. So if you want to go to the UK online betting sites, that would probably be the way to go because the people in the UK, they bet, how can I put this? They bet with their hearts and not with their mind. So they're going to bet on Gavin Rees, and the odds are going to be a lot better if you want to bet on Broner in the UK than it will be in the Cayman Islands or Jamaica or Canada or anywhere else. So the bottom line is I think Broner is the bet of the weekend. No question about that in the world of upper echelon professional boxing. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Did a new feature on the website this week, and I want the people down there in San Bernardino, California, who've been on the news most of the week, your area anyway, Big Bear, California, a place that I spent a lot of time. Me and Emmanuel were up there. I did the karaoke thing one night. Me and Emmanuel did We Sung My Way. Emmanuel Stewart, the late Kronk Godfather, of course, the HBO announcer, the Hall of Fame trainer. He and I sung My Way together. We don't know if it was the Elvis tune, the Elvis version, or the Frank Sinatra version, but the bottom line was it was a terrible version. And they did this on karaoke, and somebody videotaped it. So the next morning, Octavio Lara and a few other guys are in the front room downstairs. I come down, and we're staying in this house in Big Bear, this big mansion. And I come down, and they're watching this me and Emmanuel singing. We're both drunk, okay? So I said, let me take a look at that tape. So went over to the machine, opened up the machine, took the tape out, and broke it into two pieces. Because you know that would have ended up on the internet. This was like 1999, 1990. But you know what it ended up. You know it would have ended up on the internet. You know, much like those risque pictures that, you know, you and your girlfriend took. They end up on the internet. Everything ends up on the internet. That's what's scary about today, 2013. Anything you do, there's a record of it. There's a footprint somewhere. You know, your smartphone, yeah, you know why they call it a smartphone? Because everywhere you go, you're being tracked. Even when it's off, it's tracking you. Seriously. I'm telling you, I know this because I deal in the world of private investigation, and I'm getting into GPS tracking and debugging and things like that, and it's just, right now, the world of electronics is far surpassed the imaginations of, jealous wives, spouses, girlfriends, bosses, competitors, you name it, man. I mean, everybody's bugging everybody. It's just that you don't realize you're being bugged. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and later mixed martial arts. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, feel free to do so. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And since I'm feeling a bit cocky, I always am, got a little chip on my shoulder, if you can stump me in some boxing trivia, go for it. Seriously, if you can stump me in boxing trivia, give me a call on the toll-free, and you stump me, I will send you an autographed book by one of my authors, like Paul Gallander, who did the Sonny Liston, Muhammad Ali book, or maybe one of Bert Sugar's books or something like that. I'll send you a signed book. Seriously, I'll send you a signed book. If you can stump me on boxing trivia, and I've laid this challenge out before. I only lost once when some girl I went to high school with called Karen Silva. Got to mention that. She's with the Como Police Department. Karen, anyway, she calls, and I don't know it's her, and she says, yeah, who did Roberto Duran fight that was British? And, he fought some hobos. Listen, he fought some guys after Duran and I and Hector and all these guys, we all went in different directions after, his run in the 80s and the early 90s. So Duran was doing his own thing. We didn't even know he was fighting sometimes. I mean, Hector Martinez, my best friend, or one of my best friends, actually, my best friend, yeah, 35, 40 years now. He was Roberto Duran's ex-manager. So we sort of had a pulse on what Duran was doing sometimes, not all the time, okay, just sometimes. Bottom line is Roberto fought some British hobo. She beat me on it. I had to take her out to Starbucks and buy her coffees and all that kind of good stuff. So, Karen, you got over on me. If you'd like to get over on me, I challenge you to do so. 1-800-878-7529. Listen, I haven't been the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves for 28-plus years now without backing it up. So there you go. You feel like you got it, bring it. Some new facets on the website. We've got a picture of the day. And we went with a picture this week. One of them we did, Henrietta King. Who's that? That's Don King's wife. She died a couple years ago from Alzheimer's. But she was like a secret woman. She was like, I told you before, she was like the competition. Of course, Don was one of the head numbers guys in the black neighborhoods of Cleveland, Ohio. And when I say numbers, I'm talking about the illegal lottery where, you know, he would like say, who won the first four races at Belmont today? Those would be the races. So you pick your numbers like 1, 4, 5, 7, something like that. And if you won, Don paid off. If you didn't, you had to pay Don. Well, Sam Garrett ran a bill with Don up to $600 in 1967. Well, Don killed him, kicked him to death. The cops were running up on him. Sam was still alive. Last thing Sam said to Don was, "Don, I'll pay you the money." And then Don King kicked him in the head that one last time as the cops were running up on him, and that killed him. Of course, Don went on to serve time in prison, was convicted of murder. Then the murder charge was sort of nullified. Listen, he did some stuff, man. Supposedly, he spent $250,000 back in 1972-73 to get a pardon from the governor. And that's why Don King is able to travel throughout the world like he is. I mean, every country. Why? He's not a felon. He's not a convicted felon. No, he's not. He's been pardoned. So that's what money gets you. The bottom line is Don also killed another guy who had robbed his numbers joint, one of his numbers rackets where he was collecting and counting money in Cleveland, Ohio, and he shot him in the back while the guy was running out of the place, and they declared that a justifiable homicide. Don had connections, man. He really did. Don King, only in America. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Once again, hello to the folks down there in San Bernardino listening to KRIK. Man, been a tough week for you, but now you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do.
Do what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you. Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch. Just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Ali, it seems to be, well, kind of going the way he wants. He's not dancing as much as we thought, but he seems able to control him. Now, some pretty good heavy right hand taken on the left side of the cheek by Ali. Good right hand thrown by Foreman that time. Again, for Foreman, it seems to be one, two, maybe three good punches. That punch taken on the gloves, that one slips by the left ear, tries to go with that right uppercut that felled Kenny Norton. The left hand again thrown out by Foreman. Both fighters now very much more fatigued than they were a round or so ago.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Wanted to mention this right up. My main man, Ronald Wong, down there in South San Francisco, California. Of course, he's one of those geniuses out there at Genentech. He was my reader and listener of the year for 2012. He came by the house and got three books this week. Of course, one of them was At the Fights Ringside or something like that, written by some schmo. And then, of course, the good book, the great book by Paul Gallner, The Ali Story of the Ali List of Fights. And then that fabulous book about Ray Boom Boom Mancini by Mark Kriegel. I'm talking about The Good Son. So I want to thank the authors for copies of those books, and I forwarded them on to Mr. Wong. Mr. Wong and his family are a great bunch of people, and they are fantastic fight fans. Got some stuff on the website. Speaking of the website, ringtalk.com, that's RINGTALK, Ultimate Fighter 17. Check out the knockout of the week, Uriah Hall and Adam Sella. It's on the website, ringtalk.com. You can check out the video. Of course, we've got MMA hours as far as podcasts are concerned. I was thinking iPods. Podcasts are concerned. Kyle Kingsbury breaking down the world of MMA. Of course, Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion, is on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The bread man, Stephen Edwards, a recent guest on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that's all on the website. All the podcasts and things like that, all these significant interviews are available, the audio portions, at the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. Now, as I was alluding to before we went to the break, that I've started a new feature on the website. It's called the Photo of the Day. And I mentioned earlier about me and Emmanuel Stewart being in Big Bear, California, and how, of course, Big Bear, with that crazy cop down there and all that kind of stuff going on this week, has been in the news. But Emmanuel and I sort of got tipsy up there. I guess it was a high altitude. It had nothing to do with the cognac we were drinking. He bought some stuff that was like $250 a bottle. Good Lord, Emmanuel. Just get me Hennessy's fine. Anyway, we had this $250 a bottle cognac, and we were drinking that, and we sort of got buzzed. But Octavio Lara was there, and that's one of the pictures I've got up on the website. Octavio Lara was an outstanding amateur, but he had pro skills. He was able to hang with professionals at 14 and 15 and 16. I kid you not. But the kid burned out early, and he went back to the streets. I mean, as a pro, he went like 7-2 with 5 KOs, and he did this at 140 pounds. What I'm trying to say is this was the saddest point in the career of boxing's great Emmanuel Stewart. This teenage prodigy, I mean, after he supported the kids, supported his family, took them around the world. I mean, everywhere, he got tutors for the kids. You name it. He got it all. Emmanuel did. Emmanuel thought this guy was going to be like the next Roberto Duran because he was crunching professionals in the gym like as a teenager, okay? But then he turned pro. But before he turned pro, about a year and a half, 2 years before, you could see him changing. He wasn't showing up to train at Kronk like the relocated Kronk like he was before. He just wasn't. And he wasn't showing a fire in his belly, and he wasn't getting the weight off. And, you know, Emmanuel turned a pro at 140, and Emmanuel told me, you know, between You and I, Pedro, he should be fighting like 126 pounds, but I can't get the weight off him. I can't get him down there. So I'm hoping to get him fights at 140 and then bring him down to 35 and push it to 30. I don't think I can get him to 26. I don't think so. I mean, any other fighter I might be able to. I'm talking about Emmanuel Stewart saying this about Octavio Lara, but I just don't know if I can get Lara to go to 126. So I think I can get him to go to 130 eventually. Well, that never happened. As I said, he looked pedestrian as a professional, went 7-2, 5 KOs, retired a few years ago. But that was, you know, that was a big letdown as far as Emmanuel Stewart is concerned. He lived a very, very happy life as far as, you know, I mean, Bernard Mays, Superman Mays, I think he had some, Emmanuel had some issues with him, the potential he didn't reach and this and that, but nobody was as close to the heart of Emmanuel Stewart as Octavio Lara. Of course, he went back to the streets. He sort of ran the road, went down the same road as Francisco Panchito Bajardo. Remember him? He was that lightweight sensation about 10, 12 years ago. In fact, if you remember, I booked him to a public appearance gig in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I went down there and emceed it, and I thought the thing went good. We had like a silent auction, and you know he was there, and he was such a stud. I didn't realize he was had 4 or 5 girlfriends in Albuquerque, but he did. And he was running with girls. He was smoking cigarettes. He was doing other things. He was drinking. And this kid was only like, you know, 21 years old. And I said to myself, man, if he can't stay disciplined at 21, maybe he's not destined for greatness. But yet, when you watch him in the ring at that point in time, he had all the trademarks of Roberto Duran almost. He had the look. He had the meanness. He had style. He had crude boxing skills. He was trying to refine them, but he had crude boxing skills. He could punch a little bit. But Bajardo, Octavio Lara, they got hooked up with the most powerful drug in the entire world. You know what that one is? Sex. Seriously. They got hung up on it. Both guys had much younger girlfriends, like in their teens, like illegal in their teens. Okay? Seriously. And that's what brought him down. That's what brought Bajardo down. That's what brought Lara down. A lot of fighters have been brought down by women. Mike Tyson had his problem with women. But you would check out all this stuff. And, of course, the pictures of the day, we got them going on. Ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. And did I mention the fact we have a podcast with the best woman fighter in the world as far as boxing is concerned? I'm talking about Ava Knight, the Mexicutioner. Well, she went down to Mexico. She beat like 5 girls in a row. Okay, I mean, it's just like, I wouldn't even let her back in the country. Ban her. Put her on the no-fly list to Mexico. If I was a Mexican government, I would let them sanction a fight, schedule a fight, and then not allow her to come into the country. That's the only way you're going to beat her and take away her title as a stripper. Seriously, she is the real deal. And she wants to fight men. You know, and I'm all with that. People say, Pedro, what's the matter with you? No, I am. See, there are certain women that I think can hang with men. Lucia Riker, she can hang with men, although the one fight that she lost, I'm told, reportedly, in her entire career, it was an unsanctioned fight against a man. She lost that fight, okay? But I think that Ava Knight could beat guys at 112 pounds. You know, hey, ask Victor Cheney. He didn't think that Ronda Rousey could beat him. Ronda Rousey, of course, the MMA star going in UFC 157. She'll be on the MMA hour in a couple of weeks, Ronda will. But she threw Victor Cheney in the many division, I think 2 or 3 division champion, Armenian cat, the bull they called him. He was a judo expert. At least he thought. He said no girl could throw him. She threw him around like a rubber ball, and then she threw him on the ground and slapped him in an armbar in about 30 seconds, and his people jumped in and stopped it, or he would have been embarrassed. But, you know, I just don't see where, how can I put this, where all of the when you have all this talent, And you waste it and you squander it. And other people go to the gym, and I see it. Other guys go to the gym, and they've got no talent. All they've got is desire, okay? If those guys could have 10% of the talent that guys like Francisco Bajardo and Octavio Lara had, you know, they'd be tremendous fighters, but they just don't have that. These guys were gifted. They didn't realize it. Back to tonight's card, of course, the main man, Adrian Broner. What's he going to do? He's going to knock out this guy, Gavin, whatever his name is, Vies. I look at it this way. Gavin Vies, I think he'll be lucky if he makes the 5th round. This kid's the real deal. He's going to put it all together. We'll probably talk about that a little bit later in today's show. But straight up, he is the real deal. I think at 135 pounds, I don't think there's any fighter on the planet that can beat him. Really. He's that good, Adrian Broner. And if you get put off by his cockiness, don't. I mean, the young man is just a confident young man, and that's all there is to it. You got to hand him for his, you got to hand it to him for his confidence. You got to hand it to him. You got to hand it to him for his confidence, for his ability, or his punching power. I mean, he is the real deal, no question about that. And check him out tonight, HBO Championship Boxing. As I said, the website's rocking. Check it out, ringtalk.com. It's all going on, MMA news, boxing news. We got it all. I got some stories I'm going to follow up after the break. We're talking steroids and boxing again. This time is Yuri Gamboa. That's right. All these guys that have been caught with steroids, they need to be suspended, banned for life. No, no, I'm not talking suspensions. I'm talking about getting rid of them. Yeah, sir. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Sugar Shane Mosley, his record, everybody that he beat, it should be all his wins should be expunged. They should. Same thing with Yuri Gamboa now. Him testing positive. We'll talk, not testing positive. Taking steroids in the mail. HGH, that kind of good stuff. I mean, what's he doing? Receiving it for somebody else? Fat chance of that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Nah! Sounds of the Barkley Ranch! The Big Valley! Barbara Stanwyck. Sort of cool. Man, all those people were cool. Richard Long. The guy that played Nick Barkley just passed away a few months ago. Audra. Man. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Am I showing my age again? You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're going to get down as far as talking boxing in the heavyweight division all the way down to the mini flyweight division with my man Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com as Scott Cuddy sets up that interview as I speak. Don't forget, in the MMA hour, we will talk with the former two-time world heavyweight champion, the UFC heavyweight title holder, the iconic figure that he is in the cage. I'm talking about Frank Mir. Francisco Santos Mir is how he was born. He's got some Cuban ancestry in him. He's got some Russian ancestry in him. Moroccan blood in him. He's an interesting character. You'll check him out. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now let's take it to the Big Apple. That's right. He's the Big Apple. He's no longer teaching school back there. He's doing something else. Are you doing something nefarious, or are you doing something good for the public, Socrates?
I'm working right now as a social worker at a homeless shelter.
That's what I meant. I was just trying to give you a hard time there. Socrates Palmer at BoxingTalk.com. From school teacher to social worker, he's cleaning up New York City one homeless person at a time, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, with no Section 8, no programs, it's kind of hard. So
I've tried to tell my conservative friends that. I'll say real close. I tried to tell my conservative friends that without these programs, poor people are going to be, like, left out, and they just look at me, well, you know, why should I have to pay for it? Well, you're not paying for it, man. Nobody's taking money out of your pocket. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Adrian Broner tonight and Gavin Reeves. I don't think Gavin Reeves can go five rounds with Adrian Broner if Adrian turns up the heat. What do you think?
Well, I think if Adrian Broner wants to be considered, you know, the upper echelon of not just his weight class, but pound for pound, I think he has to. He has to, you know, pick up right where he left off against DeMarco. He's fighting a guy who's physically small. Although, just from what I read on the internet, he's fought actually at 140 a couple of times.
Yeah, well, he had the WBA 140-pound crown for a minute that he won from a nobody and lost to an even lesser guy. So I think he fought Kotelnik, I believe. But, you know, I looked at his resume, and there's nothing there that shines, nothing that stands out. So I think that he's just a guy on paper that looks good, and the fact that the English folks are going to stay up till 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning and get drunk and watch this fool get his head handed to him, you know, that's good ratings as far as the U.K. is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope. I mean, Kotelnik's a pretty good fighter.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's the right move for Broner. I mean, the guy is pretty much, I don't want to call him a stiff, but, you know, he's pretty close to it. I can't see this fight going past five rounds, but I could be wrong, as I've been recently. So,
have you been, we're not going to razz you over being wrong. Everybody's wrong all the time, but, you know, it's being right that counts. It's being consistent that counts. Now, when I look at Broner as far as a pound-for-pound guy, is he there yet on that list?
I mean, probably talent-wise, yes, but as far as accomplishments, I don't think he should be rated in the same company as Donaire and Sergio Martinez, and of course his idol Mayweather and Marquez. No, I can't see. I can't personally. I don't think it justifies that.
Speaking of Mayweather, go on. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say I think there's still, you know, two or three fights that he has to make happen in order to be put in that class.
Okay, I jumped on Mr. Mayweather pretty good this week at ringtalk.com. And, you know, I mean, the fact that he's playing games and saying he wants to fight Devon Alexander, and nobody really wants to see him fight Devon Alexander. Let's be honest, Devon Alexander was beaten by Tim Bradley, and we know how exciting Tim Bradley is. Okay, Devon Alexander doesn't make for exciting fights. Floyd would have probably shut him out, but I think he signed to fight that guy from Britain, some Hale or something like that. So that fight's going to happen. The IBF won't let him out of it unless they do it like he gets stripped of the IBF belt. He might do that one to make the money. But he doesn't seem to want to fight anybody even remotely hungry. You know, the Ghost is still an unproven commodity at 147 pounds to an extent. Yeah, he beat Andre Berto. Yeah, he beat Selkirk Aydin, okay? But he's beaten good guys, but he hasn't beaten anybody great yet. So we don't know if he really has the potential to become a great welterweight. Now, if he's a fight Floyd Mayweather, I think he would have the intestinal fortitude, knowing Robert, to try to push Mayweather against the ropes and fight, make him fight that way. And I think that's the, like he fought Berto off his chest. I think that's the only way you could beat Floyd. Is there another way to beat Floyd other than fighting him off his chest?
No, I think that's exactly right. I think the pressure guy is the guy that beats Floyd. I don't think it's a coincidence that he never fought Margarito when he had a chance.
Yeah.
And he turned down $8 million. That type of fighter may be enough to outwork Floyd, especially since he's 36. His birthday, I think, is in March. I think he turns 36.
Yeah. And here's what's up. The $8 million he turned down was the most he had made before was like one.
Right.
When he turned the eight down. But, you know, right. Let's be honest, business-wise, we can't knock him for that. He's made, you know, buckets of money and, you know, I mean, armored cars full of money each time, and 30, 40 million. Good God. God knows how much money he's bringing in because he's running the whole show. I mean, he's getting all the, you know, that Miguel Cotto, going off the subject, going to another fighter, Miguel Cotto, we're sticking with the same topic in money. Do you know Miguel Cotto made more money in those two fights that he has since he left Top Rank than he did in his entire career with Top Rank?
So the Floyd fight and the last one, Trout?
Yeah. Yep. Wow. More money in those two fights than he made in his entire career.
That's saying something. Yeah. It's kind of like when Chavez fought De La Hoya. And I think he made more money in the two De La Hoya fights than he had made in his whole, you know, historic career.
So, and he's broke?
And he's broke. And I hope he's got his, you know, substance abuse problems behind him. Because, you know, it's a shame to see legends like that, you know, embarrass themselves in public.
It happens. Hopefully.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Don't name it, do it.
Yeah. Here's what's up. I like this guy. Now, the 23rd, I believe, next Saturday, David Price, that undefeated kid from the UK, he's like 6'7" or something like that. He's a heavyweight. He's taking on Tony Thompson. Price is the best of the UK heavyweights. Tyson Fury gets a lot of play, but I think he's just a big lummox. Okay, I think that David Price, who beat him in the amateurs, is the real deal. And I think that he has the potential to possibly beat a Klitschko. Now, are the Klitschkos making any noise about doing anything at all? I haven't heard much noise out of that Klitschko camp since Emmanuel died.
One of them, I don't know who it is supposed to fight Char. I forgot, some guy named Char.
Yeah, that's Vitelli.
Right, Vitelli's supposed to fight Char. Then on paper, Vladimir's supposed to fight his now trainer, so I don't think that's going to happen.
You talk about Banks. Wait, hold on.
Isn't he like the number one ranked contender from now, Banks?
Yeah, but Jonathan Banks, he may be one of those guys that just defies all the odds, defies all the logic. That, you know, he may be able to guys that can get inside one of these Klitschko's head and beat him. Because I think that's what's going to help beat one of those guys is you got to get in their head, you've got to take them out of their game plan. You've got to hit them to the body. I mean, you've got to throw them off. You can't let either Klitschko get in a rhythm because if they get in a rhythm at their height, with their height and their weight and their size advantage over the average heavyweight, they'll start steamrolling. It'd be like a snowball going downhill.
And normally, certain heavyweights, you could try to catch them on the night that maybe they're not in the best of shape. But these guys are in phenomenal shape, especially for old men as far as boxing age. And these guys are intimidating. I mean, they're tall. I mean, you know, people, they talk a lot of smack online and this, that, and the other. But I think when they come to the weigh-in and they do those press conferences and they realize what they're up against, and then, you know, when the referees explain those final instructions, I think their testicles shrink a little bit. I mean, you saw it with guys that are big and they just fight, like, small, like Thompson, for example. Thompson, who's, to me, the biggest chump in the heavyweight division, you know, taking that dive that he did about 2 years ago. I don't remember, he got dropped, and then he, like, cushioned his head before he got dropped. So I think the Klitschkos can only really beat themselves, and I think the best thing that's going to happen is when they retire. I can't see anybody beating those guys.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the MMA are upcoming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Two-time UFC heavyweight champion Frank Mir in the house, and, of course, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We hope to be joined by the godfather of the HBO crew, the retired godfather. That's right. No, I'm not talking about Marlon Brando. I'm talking about Larry Merchant down there in Beverly Hills, California, Santa Monica, California. We'll try to get the godfather on tomorrow. That'll be the boxing half of the Sunday show. The MMA half of the Sunday show will feature Benson Henderson, the USC lightweight champion, 155 pounds, taking on the former Strikeforce lightweight champion. I'm talking about El Nino, Gilbert Melendez. What's he like? Once beaten, twice beaten out of City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. He can fight. They'll be tangling on UFC on Fox TV. That's April 20th out of the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. So don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Then Sundays for an hour, the weekend wrap. Sunday for an hour, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, last night, Delvin Rodriguez got back on the winning track, and he beat a guy that was undefeated. But, man, that guy couldn't lick a stamp, that Samoan guy, if you licked a tongue. And I've got a hard time with his last name, so we'll call him Comanche Boy Tadohiop. I forget it. Okay, 31-1-1. Yeah. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did. And, you know, Delvin did what he had to do against the guy with obviously a blown-up record from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I think he knows something about that Oklahoma circuit.
You know, wait. Hold it. Time out. That was a listen shot, folks. He just threw like a low blow. That was a shot over the bow, but it landed low. See, I used to do a lot of stuff in Oklahoma as far as Tony Holden. Of course, he's a promoter of the man that looked so bad last night, the Comanche Boy. But, of course, we were together. We did the Let's Gun and On boxing series with Mills Lane and Al Bernstein and this and that. And that was when – I remember, you know what? Al was such a creep. Al Bernstein, he's a Hall of Famer and everything like that. But people think that he's the greatest guy in the world. He's the most insecure man I've ever worked with professionally. Seriously. Yeah. I remember the Ches Lalonde fight at the Riviera Hotel. We were doing a closed-circuit telecast together. And I out-analyzed him as far as David Sample was concerned in a southpaw versus a right-handed fight. And he got up and threw his headphones down the left ringside and threw a big stink. He told the producer that he only wanted me to score the fight. He didn't want me to be analyzing the fight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we worked together in Oklahoma. We were in Ohio or something like that. And there was a smell of a burning herb coming from my room. And believe it or not, he called the promoter and snitched me off. Listen, Al Bernstein's a dweeb.
Wow.
Yeah, he called
That's
the promoter. His broadcast partner, he calls him and snitches me off.
Wow.
Yeah,
did he get in trouble for that?
No. Did he get in trouble for that? He should have been spanked.
I mean, did you?
No. I was in a hotel. We were in a hotel in Ohio. But what I'm trying to say is Tony didn't care. This is 2 days before the fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling.
That's not cool.
No, that's not. But that's Al. Listen, he's the most insecure. When I went to in San Diego, California, I was hired to do a one-time gig with Al Bernstein as far as the TV was concerned. Well, they were so impressed with me that they fired Al and hired me. Okay, and Al sued him and won some money from, I think, a small claims court or something like that. I won a couple $1,000. But the bottom line was Al has had it in for me since then. You hear what I'm saying? He won't do me no favors. So if he was across the street on fire, Al, you better listen to this. If I'm the same blood type for you, if I'm the same kidney type for you and you need a kidney, you ain't getting it here.
Needless to ask a question, there were no Valentine pleasantries exchanged between you two.
No, you know, and I won't listen. I think the guy's, you know, he's done well for a guy that you know, he sings, he does all these different things, you know. He's got the yellowest teeth in boxing, one of the biggest guts in boxing. So I think he's accomplished a lot in boxing. He's gotten fat as far as his pocketbook's concerned, and more power to him. But still, he's a dweeb. Anyway, Socrates, I'm going to run. Adrian Broner, 9 Lesson 5, right?
Yeah, but I really want to see him against somebody that has a chance to win. What do you think?
Well, then get yourself in shape, Socrates. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, Pete.
Peace and respect. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power taking us to break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The way that you talk really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229,
800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We want to mention the house band, the Mighty Tower of Power, of course, 45 years in existence now, the kings of East Bay Funk and Soul, will be on PBS. I think Brian Raiklin, their web guy, has got something to do with this. They got a PBS special for a half hour this week, this Thursday night, Tower of Power. Check them out. They got a good story to tell, man. 45 years of being Tower of Power. Check them out Thursday night on PBS. That's right, PBS taking Tower of Power to another level. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Don't forget, if you can get a bet on Adrian Broner tonight, take it. Seriously, take it if you can. If you can get a bet on him, you can go online right now, take it. No matter what the odds are, it's like stealing money. Gavin Reeves doesn't have a chance. He couldn't lick a stamp, not this stamp, if you wet his tongue. He's in over his head. Straight up, look for Adrian Broner to win via knockout tonight in HBO Championship Boxing within five frames. That's 5 3-minute rounds. So I'm looking for a TKO before the sixth round. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. The MMA Hour, coming up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, will be featured with an appearance by two-time UFC heavyweight champion Frank Mir. Francisco Santos Mir is in the house. And don't forget, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll talk boxing with Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, of course, recently retired. And, of course, Benson Henderson, the UFC lightweight champion, tomorrow, Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.